Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, man, welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio. It's been a heck of a few days. Let me give you a rundown, because it's fun and because I like talking to you about your family. We're family. Let me tell you what happened. You probably know that I ran a best of, ran the program from last Thursday, December 7th, with Jerry Henry yesterday, with good measure, for good reason, because it was a great program, number one. But number two, 3 days without power and 3 days without internet made life very, very difficult. And I want to give a big shout out, too, by the way, to all my friends over at Salem Radio Networks, talk AM 920, The Answer, for bringing me in and opening my original studio from nearly, well, about 9 years ago, almost a decade ago, Studio A in downtown Atlanta. Those of you who've been listening to the program for a long time, remember John Young belting out the intro of the show, coming to you from downtown Atlanta. You remember that, the Armed American Radio Studios from downtown Atlanta. Yeah, they were kind to us, Adam and Christian and the rest of the crew over there, because it turns out that, you know, the ATL got, we happen to get about a foot of snow. It never happens here. A foot of snow here is crazy. People around here can't drive when it's a half an inch of snow, or just they freak out when it rains and there's little flurries coming down. It makes life miserable. But the studio here had no power and no internet, making it impossible to bring you the program, and it was still out as of yesterday afternoon. The internet didn't come back up until about 15 minutes before the show went live, and I was simply unwilling to take the risk, knowing that it would go down, and I didn't want to be in the midst of live broadcast with you and have it go down, and that's what did happen. So this is not our first rodeo. We ran a repeat for you. Thanks for bearing with me. I do appreciate that very much, and for understanding, you probably saw it on the news. Nonetheless, we are back live. The Sunday program from the old original Armed American Radio Studio A, I welcomed New York's 103.9, WRCN, Long Island News. Couldn't wait. Had a great show. I couldn't wait to get in that studio and bring that show to New Yorkers, and brought in three very famous and very hard-hitting New Yorkers. Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room hails from right there. In fact, his daughter and his wife happened to be right there at the studio, in the airport flying out where the studio is located, about an hour and a half before we went live on the program, and sent some really cool pictures. Of course, Alan Gottlieb from Bayside, he grew up in Long Island. And then, of course, Alan Corwin, also grown up in New York. And lo and behold, I find out after spending about 3 hours welcoming the program that they had a technical glitch and were unable to bring the show down live. So we're going to do it all over again and give them a huge welcome next Sunday. And for those of you who were astute enough to pick it up, because we had told you that we were going to be up there on the airwaves, a number of you were chiming in by email saying, hey, I'm not picking it up. What's going on? Not unusual first go around. If you're going to have a technical glitch, that's when to have it. We've got it worked out. So we're looking forward to welcoming them in the number one radio market in the world on Sunday, this coming up Sunday. Can't wait for that today. And I love this. Neil McCabe joins me. I want to throw a couple things out at you. Neil McCabe, of course, from BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil, how you doing? It's Mac. How you doing?
Hey, Mackie. Fantastic. Good to talk to you, Sally.
Great to have you here, brother. Listen, I got a whole bunch of fun stuff I want to talk to you about. But first, before we get cracking.
Hold on. There is a subject I will not discuss.
And that would be?
The New England Patriots last night, and we'll just keep that to ourselves.
I don't even know who they are anymore. I don't know who they play. I don't know who's in the playoffs. I haven't watched a football game in a year and a half. Don't intend to. Love seeing photographs of empty stadiums.
There were a lot of empty stadiums in Miami last night, and then it's like everyone and their brother comes out of the woodwork whenever a Boston team loses. And I've been getting it all day today. So let's move on, okay? Let's move on.
Let's do that. But I will finalize that statement with this. I hope the NFL never recovers. That's how serious I am about the shenanigans going on over there. I hope they never recover from what they've pulled this year. Personal reasons. For personal reasons. Neil, before we get into the meat of some stuff going on in Washington, D.C., I never sleep. Let me just tell you that. I'm always up. My mind is always going. I've always got something happening. And I used to talk about on this program years ago, people say, well, oh, the person that left the keys in the car or left the car running in front of the 7-Eleven when they ran in to get a Slurpee or something, or a cup of coffee, or in my case, a sugar-free Red Bull, which I have right here. Oh, by the way, no food or drink in the studio. Hold on. I walked right past that. That's an ice cold, ooh, sugar-free Red Bull. But they say, well, you know, the car got stolen or, you know, something was taken out of it. Well, that's what they get for leaving the car door unlocked, or that's what they get for leaving the keys in the car. And my mentality says, no, no. Whether the keys are in it, whether the car's running, whether it's unlocked, it makes no difference. It's against the law to steal a car, whether it's running or not. And we don't blame the victim. That's like saying, well, what did she expect? Did you see her skirt? I mean, come on, man. Come on. It's the same thing. What's illegal is illegal. Do you agree with that basic premise before I go further here?
Right. I mean, a kid in my high school stole my calculator. I went up to the teacher. And the teacher said, well, what happened? I said, I left it on the counter. The teacher said, well, what did you expect, two there when you got back? Of course someone took it. But still, it's like that kid wasn't supposed to steal my calculator. Like, you know, you're not supposed
to
that bank. You're not just because we didn't have a security guard doesn't mean you come in and just take $1 million. I mean, it's, you know, so what if you guessed my password? That doesn't mean you break into my account.
So what if your wallet's on the ground? It doesn't mean you get to keep it. You're supposed to do the right thing and turn the damn thing in. Take it to the store where you found it. Take it to the cops if you found it somewhere on the street. That's what good people do. Good people don't steal things, and you're absolutely correct about that. They don't take things. You know, my son made a comment the other day to me that got me thinking about this, and that's when I saw this story here that I want to talk with you about today, because it's fun for us as gun owners. Very, very important. As gun owners, what I'm getting ready to tell you, because these are the shenanigans that go on. We try to change minds here. We want your mindset to change. We want to take the language back. But he told me something about, you know, oh, Daddy, I can't do that. If I leave that out, my iPhone will be gone. Somebody will steal it. So I said, well, you got a problem with thefts in the middle school? The kid's 13 years old. He's in seventh grade. He says people are stealing them all the time in the schools. So you got a problem with kids stealing iPhones in middle schools. I'm going to submit to you that that's a greater problem when they get to the high school. And then when they get wherever they're going after high school, kids that are stealing iPhones today are probably going to graduate to other things. Isn't that a safe assumption as well, Neil?
Unfortunately, what you're plugging into is there is a very solid subtext or subplot or sub-theme in our society and basically Western society. And that's sort of like the justified thief, that like he stole the bread because he was hungry. He robbed the bank because his mother was sick, you know, and it's like, so his parents couldn't give an iPhone, so he took yours. And it's all, there's this undercurrent, and you see it all the time in the movies and the TV shows, even in literature, where they, you know, books that they teach the kids to read, that, hey, it's okay if it's justified. And so I think that's a huge problem in our society, and it's one that we keep bumping into.
And we hear about it this time of year in particular around the holidays, because the first things your local police departments tell you, you'll see little blurbs in your local papers, your community papers, your big papers. If you happen to live in a big city around Atlanta or Portland or maybe Seattle where you're listening, or maybe Omaha or maybe Wichita or maybe Boston, wherever you happen to be listening to the program today, somewhere down in Florida, wherever it is, your local paper's got a blurb from the police chief who says, at this time of year, don't leave packages visible in the car, right? Why? Why?
Okay.
It's my car.
As you know, Mark, my dear wife is from Bali, Indonesia, and you can't even mail stuff to Indonesia. The assumption is it will be stolen. Like, there's special companies that will staple and put iron bands around boxes. But even then, like, you can't send stuff to and from Indonesia because the assumption is it'll be stolen.
That's the assumption that local police are making here in the United States, Neil, when they tell us, don't put the packages out in plain view. Don't leave your what? Go ahead.
You're telling me at the post office some of those boxes that came up missing didn't end up under some postman's tree? And I'm sorry to say that. I know they're serving in uniform, but it happens.
I've had, at my local post office on more than four occasions, I've received packages at my home that were cleanly slid open and the contents taken. My wife had some very expensive vitamins taken out of a box, cleanly cut open. This wasn't ripped. This was a professional job. But we see that from the cops now at this time of year. Don't leave them in plain sight. The assumption is what? Well, they're going to get stolen. And it's your fault for doing so. When we come back, I told you, I don't sleep. I get very little sleep. My mind's always racing. In the middle of the night, I'm always perusing something to discuss and researching something. And I couldn't help myself. Fox 13 down in Tampa has a story. Bill makes leaving car unlocked misdemeanor. We're going to criminalize you for it now. We'll be back after this with Neil McCabe. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. It's the Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. It's from the USCCA, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a complete audiobook that I recorded so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
We all hear the stories in the news, don't we? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Gun owners, you're going to love this, because guess what's back? Guess what's back? Thanks to our court system, the scenario I'm describing happens a lot, doesn't it? And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Now, I've told you before, here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. Guess what's back? The Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA. It's 100% free, wildly popular. You're going to learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have kids, and a whole bunch more. That's the 164 pages, and it comes with a complete audiobook that I did for you so that you can listen in your car. Life-Changing Guide is 100% free. For a limited time, you'll also get the bonus gun buying checklist. It used to be the home defense checklist. Now it's the gun buying checklist that they're giving you. So if you missed out, go get this time. I told you this was coming back, right? Visit armedandresponsible.com right now today for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. I also have to tell you quickly, the Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing right now at usccaonair.com. 8 hours, 37 minutes, and 25 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to win today's gun. And all you have to do is gain complete peace of mind in an unpredictable world when you join the USCCA family today. Over 250,000 Patriots strong. The Gun A Day giveaway today is a Kimber Micro 9 Desert Tan at $790. That's what you're going to win to buy that gun for your own stable. USCCA on air today. Two wildly popular promotions that I just gave you that you really, really, really need to go and take advantage of. Please do so. All you have to do is join the USCCA, pick up one of the three insurance programs that are out there. I'll tell you a little bit about more about it, maybe today, but all, you know, throughout the week, and obviously on the Monster broadcast. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, this kills me. As I told you, I was sleeping, and I find this piece on Fox 13 that jumped out at me on an alert, and it says, and I quote, "Bill makes leaving car unlocked misdemeanor." From St. Pete, Florida. "They fly through the streets, blowing red lights and stop signs, juveniles putting their lives as well as yours at risk, all for a joyride in a stolen car. It's an issue that's out of control in Pinellas County, and one local lawmaker wants to crack down. In St. Pete, officials have seen an uptick in minors prowling the streets for cars to steal. The kids go out at night or sometimes at the day, and they just go through neighborhoods checking to see if the cars are unlocked," St. Pete Police Chief Anthony Holloway said. "If the cars are unlocked, then they go inside and see if the keys are left inside. He tells us about 70% of the time the keys are in the car or the vehicle is left running. While the youths are the criminals, State Representative Wenge Newton says you could be the root of the problem. If we can get the percentage of these individuals leaving these keys in the car with the car running cut in half, you can reduce your auto thefts right now." This week, Newton proposed a bill, HB 927, tweaking current state law to give it teeth. "Right now, law enforcement can write you a ticket for walking away from your car, but for us creating this opportunity, they wouldn't even have an access to these cars. They're not taking them at gunpoint. They're not breaking in windows. They're not hotwiring him." He calls it a common sense bill. Gun owners, here we go, another common sense bill to criminalize you, charge you with a misdemeanor because your keys were left in your car or you left it running and it was stolen. Neil, this bill makes me want to puke.
This is the end of America as we know it. It is really, really tragic. I completely understand the problem. I completely understand how they're trying to get a hold of it. But everyone on my street, not only did we not lock, none of us locked our houses, everyone on our street, the keys were in the car, either on the seat or in the ignition. There are decades of my life where I just left the keys in the ignition. That's a shocker to me. It really is.
What does it say about the bigger picture? And this is where I want to go with you. The bigger picture. Now, I can tell you this guy's a Democrat, but what does it say of course, about the bigger picture in America, where we blame the victim of a crime for the crime being committed in the first place. Now, I would submit to you, to use this logic, we could go down a whole bunch of different rabbit holes. What did you expect? What did you expect? You were robbed at gunpoint. You went into a neighborhood you shouldn't have been in. What did you suspect when you walked to that parking lot at night and you didn't park under a light and you got robbed? That should be criminal behavior. You should be forced to park under a light. Otherwise, you can be charged. I mean, we could go down. This is the same principle, and it's extremely dangerous for us as gun owners because they know they don't like our guns anyway. They can criminalize every aspect of our lives if they so chose to. Now, this bill stands no chance of passing. However, I can't say that with 100% certainty in today's day and age, Neil.
Well, you're absolutely right, especially that part of Florida where, you know, the Democratic machine is very powerful. And, you know, the blaming the victim is also plays into this whole idea that you basically have to trade security for freedom. And so
didn't Benjamin Franklin say something about that a long, long time ago? That those who would give up a little security, that they deserve neither? Do you remember that, right?
Oh, yes. That was Franklin. And they also talked about it in the Federalist Papers. And, you know, whenever I have to do an interview on sort of gun rights or something like that with, say, like an English or a foreign outlet, they're absolutely stunned. Like, it just makes complete sense to them that the government should just wrap up all the guns and put an end to all this violence. That just makes complete sense to them. And I say, well, you know, when you live in a free country, there's an understanding that there's risk involved. And we actually don't pre-punish crimes here. We actually, if you do something criminal, certainly with a gun, you get punished, or hopefully you get punished. I mean, it's still illegal to shoot people if it's not in self-defense. But there are people around the world who have... They've given up this idea, or maybe they never experienced this idea called liberty. And the idea that I should be at liberty to leave my car unlocked, my house unlocked. I should be able to leave my wallet on a countertop at a restaurant, come back an hour later, and it's still there. But there we go. That's the problem, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. From a personal standpoint, when I was a kid, I remember living in Ann Arbor, Michigan from the time I was 9 till I was about 15 years old. And my dad moved us all over the place. I mean, he moved us all over the place. But I remember walking to school in snow in Michigan. You didn't get off snow. You didn't get off snow days. You very rarely got off snow days. That was the case. Snowing in Michigan's part of Michigan. But I remember walking to school in 7-8 inches of snow cutting through the woods and walking about 3/4 of a mile from my house to the school. And coming back home, and Mom and Dad never worried about us. We were fine. I live in a nice neighborhood, Neil. A nice neighborhood. My kid's school bus stop is right behind my house on the corner. I can see it from my living room when I'm at home watching TV. And the parents walk over to pick up their kids. Because not too long ago, somebody in an unknown vehicle drove by and made a statement to a kid. I guess it's the world we live in. I guess it was the kid's fault for being at the school bus stop. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in these Daily Defense studios with you. How the heck are you? I will be picking up a new Gen 5 Glock 19 this week. I'll let you know when that happens. It's just a matter of time to get over to the shop to get it. It's a beautiful gun, I've decided, but I really like the grips on the Gen 4. I like the grooves, the finger grooves. I really do. Those they matter to me, kind of. My 17 has them, and I love them. Makes it easier for me to hold that gun. The Gen 5 doesn't have that, but that's okay. I love the new look, the new feel. And we'll talk about it in greater detail when I pick it up, and I can sit here and fondle it for you on the airwaves. I love that, right? Neil McKay, welcome back to the program. Neil, one thing I want to say to close out about that whole,
yes, sir,
that whole, you know, criminalizing the victim for the actions of a criminal, or for the criminal activity, if you will, of a criminal, takes us down a very, very dangerous slope, particularly because of gun owners. We could go into a lot of different scenarios. But none, I don't think, any more important than this would lead to the justification of violence against those with whom you disagree. And we have all probably know, I know people on the left, some people close to me, who justify violence against, for example, the Tea Partiers, who never propagated violence, never, or against those with whom they disagree, simply because that thought process is wrong. This would lend credence to violent groups like Antifa or whatever you want to call those clowns, that we would give credibility to that, right? that's the slope, that's the path we continue down if something like this were to become even a local law in a local jurisdiction somewhere, right?
I've seen crazy, flat-out violence here in Washington, D.C. Inauguration weekend when Homeland Security and the local police officers swallowed their whistles and let the Antifa guys just completely run amok, terrorizing anybody with a Make America Great hat. I saw a guy, I thought he was going to lose his teeth. They were bashing him in the face. I could see him from across the street. And then days after the election, a year ago, I saw a mob that went completely crazy to the extent that they were pushing back the Secret Service officers who were waving batons at them. And one of the guys actually got separated from the other Secret Service officers, and they were sort of pushing him back into Lafayette Park. And who knows what was going to happen, but his brother officers realized he was in trouble, and they went and grabbed him. But I thought I was going to witness a mob actually, you know, start beating the crap out of some of these guys. There's crazy violence out there on the left that I've seen up front, and we're given all sorts of explanations. And it's like, yeah, I thought he was a neo-Nazi. I thought he was a Klansman. These guys weren't Klansmen. These guys weren't neo-Nazis. These are cops, I thought. I saw a college Republican. And of course, who thought the Secret Service officer was a Klansman? It's crazy the violence I've seen. Just here in D.C.
Oh, isn't it against the law to kill a Klansman, too? I'm just questioning that. Wouldn't that be a murder?
Well, yes, Mark. But,
okay, I'm just asking the question. Well, I put it in this perspective, Neil.
How would that situation be described in our national mainstream media, regardless of how many kids he had, or even that kid who was all viral because he said the kids at school made fun of him because of his funny nose, Keaton. Then we find out that his mom once took her picture waving a Confederate flag. Now everybody's saying, "Good, I hope they beat up the kid." Crazy.
Right. It is crazy. Now, gun owners, picture this. I've mentioned that it has a very slippery slope for you as a gun owner. If we criminalize the victim of even minor crimes, you left your keys in your car. That's a misdemeanor. We're going to charge you. You got to pay $150 ticket because, well, you know, if you hadn't done it, those kids wouldn't have blown through that stop sign in your car and killed that family on the way to dinner. It's your fault, their actions. I want you to think about this. Imagine the day, Neil, where they make leaving a gun in your car because it got stolen a felony. It is a felony.
Of course that's coming. Because how many times have I been told, well, you need a driver's license? I mean, how many times do I have to hear the car is the same as a gun argument? I mean, tell me this thing hasn't already been worked out. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a national organization behind this misdemeanor for cars thing, just like we saw with our friend George Zimmerman, because it was a left-wing group that wanted to challenge the Stand Your Ground, the self-defense law in Florida, and so they ginned up the Trayvon Martin case as if, you know, that was going to be a test case, and that was no accident that a month after that incident, some high-priced lawyers and PR people descended on Florida to sort of whip that thing up. I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is a first step.
And ruined a young man's life in the process, might I dare say. All right, Neil, let's switch gears. Alabama, the Senate, a lot, very, very important things getting ready to happen in the Senate, not the least of which, of course, is taxes and so forth, but that's not the subject of this program. The program here is going to deal with the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 that will be getting consideration in the Senate. There's a whole bunch of stuff I want to throw at you. Let's start with Alabama and Roy Moore. And let's start with those polls closing in 3 hours, 20 minutes, and 5 seconds in Alabama, because that will be 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Now, I realize, listeners, that you're probably listening to me at various times around the country, and the polls have probably already closed. Obviously, if you're not listening to me live or you're catching it later, so you have the advantage that not listening now that I don't have. But, Neil, what is the implication to us as gun owners if, in fact, Roy Moore loses this seat in the Senate?
All right, let me just first say that Big League Politics got together with Gravis Marketing. We did four polls on this race. Our most recent poll we released Friday showed that Moore was ahead 49-45. And so he's running against Doug Jones, a former U.S. attorney. He was a U.S. attorney for President William Jefferson Clinton, and he is an unapologetic leftist. He is a lot of times the Democrats will grab a veteran, or they'll grab somebody who's sort of like a hunter kind of guy, and they sort of dress him up and they say, he's one of us. And in Alabama, Jones is not that guy, and he has done nothing to sort of temper his political opinions, because frankly, he didn't think he was going to win. He didn't think he had a shot. This is to fill the unexpired term of Jeff Sessions, our attorney general. Jeff Sessions won this seat in 2014 unopposed with 97.3% of the vote. And so all summer long, when they were asking Doug Jones all of these questions, he was giving the standard left-wing answer. It was almost as if he was trying out for national politics, and he was basically going to use this Alabama race to sort of tell people, hey, I'm a guy with a Southern accent you can trust to be good on or bad on guns. Now he's in a situation where he could very well win this race. It's very tight. We do have national concealed carry reciprocity coming up in the Senate, and I'm guessing he would be a no vote.
And that flies in the face of Alabama culture and lifestyle, by the way. So let's just use that as a mark.
Yes.
This man does not represent, a no vote on concealed carry reciprocity does not represent the will of the people in the state of Alabama, a deep red, very, very pro-gun state, very pro-gun state. So that needs to be kept in mind. We're not going to sit here and tell you to get out to the polls. You've probably already done that at this stage of the game. Neil, when we come back, I want to throw something I've been theorizing about at you that hit me earlier today. And I want to throw this hypothetical at you, and I want you to tell me if you think I'm crazy or if what I'm getting ready to chuck out at you after this break could actually happen or actually has some credence lent to it, based on some of the recent events we've just seen. Sometimes, always, I should say, hindsight is high-definition 4K vision. And when I come back, I'll explain to Neil and let you hear it, and we'll get the expert's opinion from inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. Fascinating conversation coming up to close out this hour. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, it happens a lot. I tell you that all the time. You know that. It's why you listen to this show. It's why you carry a gun. It's why you're thinking about it, right? It's certainly probably why you own one or carry one if you've already made that decision. It's certainly why you train with your gun. And we know it can happen to you unless you're prepared, because you understand that good things or bad things happen to good people, even in good neighborhoods, right? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. And I love giving you this. This is amazing. It's a complete firearms and family defense guide. It's back from the USCCA, and it's 100% free. These people are the real deal. I've been working with the USCCA since almost day one. And prior to that, I was member number 32 of this fine organization. Several hundred people now strong, growing like a weed in defense of you. The USCCA has got your back. I can promise you I'm a part of them. And you can be, too. I'll tell you how to do it in just a second. But in this guide, you're going to learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive mass shooting. God forbid you find yourself in a situation like that. Where to sit in restaurants. I used the information today when I had lunch with my wife, honest to goodness. How to responsibly own and store guns, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. The 164-page guide comes with that complete audio book that I recorded for you. You can listen to it in your car, your truck, wherever you are. You can listen to it at work or when you get home. You're just too tired. Reading makes you go to sleep. Maybe you can listen to my voice. That'll certainly keep you up. I can promise you that. It's a life-changing guide. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get the bonus gun buying checklist. So we got a new free thing for you there in addition to the free 164-page guide. Real simple to get. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free access, instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Also, the Gun A Day giveaway is going on as we speak together today. The Gun A Day giveaway over at USCCA on air. 8 hours, 9 minutes, and 52 seconds from right now to win a Kimber Micro 9 Desert Tan. Give yourself peace of mind. Join us at the USCCA. Gain complete peace of mind in the world and win the USCCA. USCCAonair.com. Go get it. Neil McCabe, welcome back. Let me throw a hypothetical at you. I'm going to dig a little deep. Ninth Circuit, Peruta case, refused cert at the Supreme Court during this session. That was the good cause case, having to have good cause in order to get a permit to carry a firearm concealed in the state of California. There are many counties that do. many counties, many sheriffs that do authorize their citizens. I hate to even say that, but that's the way the law is written in California. That's what you have to get in a shall issue state. Sheriff's got to sign off on it for you. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. Thomas Gorsuch, scathing dissent, desperately wanted the court to take that case, felt it was absolutely necessary and it was the right time to take it. Now I'm beginning to wonder. Concealed carry reciprocity with 215 co-sponsors passes the House. That bill was out there and had been languishing out there at the time the justices refused cert for Peruta. And I'm wondering now, just hear me out. Could it be tied? I want to throw the hypothetical out. No conspiracy, just asking the question because it's fascinating. They refused to hear the Peruta case. HB 38 is now past the House and is now heading to the Senate. It's now got the fixed nicks attached to it. Here's one of my concerns, among many, but I'll use this one for now and get your response. That in the Senate, because we have seven or eight states, all Democrat-controlled, that are all up in arms, their AGs, governors are up in arms, their Democrat bluebie legislatures are up in arms, because why? Because their citizens, who they deny the right to bear arms, can now get a Florida permit and carry in their home state under H.R. 38, which crushes their gun control. It puts it to shame. They don't like it. They're vowing publicly to disobey the law should it pass the Senate, should it get reconciled and go to Trump's desk. And hopefully that will happen. So I ask this question. Could the Senate play games with it and pull out the non-resident portion of H.R. 38 to make it more palpable for passage overall? That would thereby leave about 26% of the U.S. population with no means to bear arms in their own state, repressed by Democrat-controlled governments, while the rest of their neighboring state can carry in their own state, but their own residents can't. That would seem to me to set up a court case to challenge at the federal level the law, which could then easily be heard by the Supreme Court and set this straight once and for all. Thoughts?
My turn?
Go.
My turn, Mark?
What do you think? Yes, go ahead, Neil. Sean, Neil hear me? Go ahead, Neil.
Okay. I think that's absolutely possible, and it would play along the same dynamic as we saw in the Tax Cut Tax Reform Bill in the Senate, because the House bill eliminated the deductibility for state and local taxes. And state local taxes, called SALT, right? So if you're in a high-tax state like New York or New Jersey or California, your high taxes is actually tax deductible on your federal income tax. And so when these guys do, like, say, a millionaire's tax, they can tell the millionaires in their state, don't worry about it, you can deduct a certain percentage. And what we saw happen is the House bill passed with this. The Senate is going to allow up to about $10,000. We'll see where the limit is. But what the pushback on the states was is, hey, New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York and California were saying, hey, what are you doing? And you're going to see the exact same dynamic happen with the gun bill. I don't know if it's going to have the same push because we're not dealing with money. People get particularly strident when it comes to money. But that's the dynamic. And what you're dealing with, again, is that in a federal system, you have two sovereigns. You have the federal government, which is sovereign, and then you have the states, which is sovereign. And over time, the federal government has taken up more and more of that sort of what was the purview of the states. I think marriage is a great example. It's interesting that the greatest defenders of state rights are those people on the left who are sort of hiding behind state sovereignty to take away people's Second Amendment guaranteed rights.
Well, everybody from either side hides behind state rights when it's convenient for them to do so.
Exactly.
I can point the finger at right and left in that in many different instances. And we've all done it, and we all see that play out. And, okay, I get that. That's opportunistic. It happens when something when it's in your best interest to do so if you're on the right or on the left. I understand that dynamic in play, no doubt. In this particular case, it would seem to me, now I'm not suggesting that the justices knew that, well, let's not look at this. We've got this bill going to be rolling through the House. Let's wait and let that become law. It's clearly going to be challenged, maybe. I mean, I don't know. We know that the Democrat AGs, we all know what they're capable of. They defy the federal government on immigration every single day. They refuse to allow their citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Clearly, this seems plausible.
What we need, Mark, is we need a good conflict. So, you know, the Ninth can say one thing, and then the Supreme Court says, you know what, we're not going to talk about what's going on in the Ninth. But if the Fourth or the Second or the Third or some other court system comes up with their own decision in conflict, well, then the Supreme Court has no choice. The Supreme Court can't dodge appellate courts that are in conflict, which is why they had to hear the two Obamacare cases, because you had courts that are conflicted.
It's fascinating stuff, Neil. I'm looking forward to carrying on the conversation. We've got about 15 seconds before the end music plays. You care to give me a prediction on the Alabama case today, or Alabama election today?
It'll be Roy Moore riding on his horse into the Senate. He wins tonight, and then it's going to be tricky because his next battle.
All right, I gotta stop you. I gotta stop you at a Roy Moore win right there, Neil. God bless you. Thank you for being here. BigLeaguePolitics.com. Until we bring Neil back into radio, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.